8:07.
I'm gonna still sit for this.
All right, we're all set. I'd like to welcome everybody to the August 7th Safety Facility Meeting, and would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I'd like to present this to you, Tom. Little thank you for all your efforts.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you're getting my pink slip.
Who's talking?
I think it's one of the guys.
Isaiah.
Hopefully they can shut it off. I think they did.
And again, before we get started, I just want to publicly introduce our new chief in town, Mr. Chad Chevron. Did I say it right?
Chevron, yeah.
Chevron.
Close enough.
Close enough? So this is, you already know him. Josh, your last name?
Josh Reap.
Reap, he's on the Budget Committee.
Okay.
And Joe Fleming?
Flanagan.
Nice to meet you.
Tom Severino?
Nice to meet you.
And you know, and this is Dean Young. He's our Chief of Police.
How are you, Chief?
Fire Chief.
How you doing? Nice to see you.
And then we have another interested party that wants to join the Safety Facility Committee. He's from the Budget Committee.
Okay.
So if nobody has any objections, welcome another live body.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So where do we leave off? We left off with, I think, one thing that you were going to find out for us on that HUD grant, correct?
Yep. So it's called the Congressional Directed Spending. And I don't know if you've watched Channel 9 News in the last couple of days, but Maggie Hassan just passed a big bill, and one of the towns, I think she said New Boston, got $2 million for the facility in their town. And she said the infrastructure bill is good. We have Shaheen and Hassan for building infrastructure. My thing is, Dean, do you want a new fire station? Do we want to get the police station and the fire station and everything as a safety complex so that we can go ahead and do this all at one time? One time for the town, which will go down the road for forever, till I die, and just get it all taken care of. But we need to present this to the senators.
Yeah.
As a proposal that we already have the property.
Yeah.
We already have the infrastructure. We have the plans.
Yeah.
We just need to be on the same page. And we can get everything all set and do it and then propose it to them and then take care of it as one unit so that the PD has it and the fire department has it. Currently, PD has, from what I've spoken with the PD, PD has no shower facilities. They have minimal areas to detain prisoners. The fire department has no shower facilities, no bedrooms, and they're housing two ambulances all day. And they have no plumbing vent, no sprinkler system. Nothing, but if we could incorporate all of this into a new facility and then bring everything together for like a single training facility,
mm-hmm.
where we would have a unified training facility and a unified shower facility and everything for both police and fire, I think this is it's going to be beneficial to the town.
One of the questions we had, though, was what's the criteria for getting that? Does it have to be approved by the town for you to get that grant?
No.
It does not.
No. We have to approve it.
Yeah.
And then give it to the senators
right.
for the congressional directed spending. Just present it to them.
Is there any criteria that once you do receive the money that you have to eventually build it or something? I mean, there's got to be something in there.
Well, I'm sure once we start talking to the congressional people,
okay,
we will find that out. But we can get all that stuff, and Hassan just was on the news yesterday mm-hmm. with I think it was New Boston.
Yeah, it was.
So it's not just a flat sum for it?
Nope.
Totally, it depends
nope,
on your
it
project.
It depends on what your project
okay.
is.
All right.
They got a new building. It was a 4-bay building with six bedrooms and all set up for everything they wanted to do.
And they got $2 million, you said?
$2 million.
Yeah. It probably still costs about six total, don't it?
We'll have to find out. We'll, you know, talk to
okay.
everybody and find out what it is. But we, my thing tonight, to me, is we need to be on the same page. Are we going to do a fire station and a police station, or are we just going to do a police station?
All right, well, that was part of the discussion that we had at the last meeting, and I think we sort of agreed that there seems to be more grant money available for fire stations than there is for PDs.
There's
more opportunities anyways.
The grant money right now that I'm looking at and I have been looking at is safety complex.
So it can apply to either?
Yep. So if we can combine the two of them together, we can do that. The original plan that we had drawn up, which I believe is this.
That's what I was going to ask some of. Did the plan you wound up with, did it change much from this original?
No.
It didn't?
No.
So this, the PD part was
the
stayed
PD
the same?
The PD part stayed the same.
All we did was cut the
room.
The old, the...
Right. And the fire part of that was, we had a schematic plan.
Correct.
Not a full set of
correct.
Plans. Schematic only.
Correct.
So that we could fit it.
Just for the footprint.
For
that
future
was
footprint, so we made sure we could attach
right.
it.
Right. Okay.
And
well, we had the training facility. It was in there. That was...
Yeah, but then we took that out.
Right, that
no,
right.
no. But what I'm saying is on this plan here,
correct.
For both fire
yeah,
and police...
It was never factored in for a cost.
Right. No, we didn't. Right. All I'm saying is that's what was there, so it'd be benefiting both
that
departments.
That could be a total add-on. Manchester Fire has gone through... When I was on the fire department, we got grants for a complete weight room facility for every firehouse in the city. It was a $285,000 grant, and they bought gymnasium equipment and brought it into the fire stations and did everything. Hmm. And the central fire station got another grant that they wrote into for monitors, TVs, and everything else. And they brought it in and put it all up in the station so that was where their training facility was. So every fire company came downtown for the trainings, and they had all the equipment up there. My thing is, if we do this as a shared unit, mm-hmm. the training room can be both joint fire and police, all set, and we get a current, living quarters for that. Currently, we have no decontamination area for anybody, police or fire. The fire station doesn't have a sprinkler system. The fire station doesn't have a plymouth vent. So there's the diesel fuel that is exhausted into the building whenever they start a vehicle up. We can get all that stuff taken care of if we get it all in. And then that building over there, we can turn into a community center. and have it for the town. But we would get everything in one set.
So, so if you might, the grant money we're talking about from the senators, is that like a matching fund thing, like an 80-20 ratio or anything like that, or is it just a?
It's, as far as I know, it's 100%.
Okay, so it's a congressional earmark. What money?
Yeah, which is why we were asking originally.
What's that?
Is that this year? That was this year. Community project funding.
Yes.
That typically those grants, you have to approve it. By the town has to approve it even before you get accepted. But this one, supposedly, no.
Yeah, typically congressional earmarks, it's just a matter of the discretion of the member. They're pre-approved a certain dollar amount as long as they have an itemized, like, here's the name of the project, and then they fill in the blank later kind of thing.
We need to talk to Senator Shaheen and Senator Hassan and find out which one of them is more supportive of it. Like I said, I just saw on the news yesterday that Senator Hassan just passed one for, you know, a bunch of money for a small town, and they built a four-bay station, and we can combine everything together, and I don't think we're going to have a problem getting it through. We have to present it, but my biggest thing is we all need to be on board with everything that's going on.
Can I read this one paragraph here?
Sure.
So it says matching requirements. Several federal programs eligible for community project funding requests require a state or local match for projects, either by statute or according to longstanding policy. The committee will not waive these matching requirements for community project funding requests. So it is important that member offices discuss with their state and local officials the ability to locale to meet matching requirements prior to requesting a project. So these are matching
funds. It sounds to me like you got to get approved.
No, it sounds like you have to. You have to have the funds
okay,
to be able to match.
Okay, but let me ask this question. How much did the property cost?
$400.
Okay, so we've got that. And then we go back to what we can get money and take care of what we can. But we have to all get on board and figure out.
But beyond that, Joe, it's going to have to go to the town.
Okay, yeah.
It has to go to town, according to what I understand with that.
Totally.
Because if it's matching funds, if the project is $6 million, if we're likely to get $3 million, it means the town has to pony up $3 million.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's matching, so it's dollar for
dollar,
right? Sounds
like there's no wavering from that.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we're still in the same situation as we were before.
Right.
I wanted to get some comments from Dean if he wants.
I mean, I think you're all smart enough to know what the taxpayers are going to pass in this town. I mean, you know, the vote was 500 and...
It was just reversed.
It was...
Like 30% for and 60, yeah, 60 or more
is against. 489 against and 294 for.
Yeah.
So as I said it the last time I was here, I think you all agree you made a lot of mistakes. I think... My own opinion is to stay the course. I've had a long conversation with Tom about this, try to rectify the mistakes you made with that first presentation a year ago, and try and redo the police station down there. Realizing that you already know you got a lot of people to flip-flop on a vote, a lot of people out there. What's amazing is we're talking $3 million for that. There are a lot of old people in this town that $1 million is an unbelievably, they can't even fathom that amount of money. And to be asking for that, they're not gonna vote for it. They can't understand it. Younger people, maybe a little different because times are a little different. Pay's a lot different, income's a lot different. You need those votes from all of those people, and I don't think you're gonna get it. I think the best thing, I talked to Tom, is to work on that police station down there and see what you can do to try and convince people to pass that down there. I think if you try to put the fire station into it, I think it's going to be probably more than $3 million if you put that in with matching funds. And it's just, it's not going to pass. I think you need to go the route of what you think can pass. And I did have a conversation with my grant writer, mine, the fire department's grant writer, who is excellent. And he knows, he's got his thumb on the pulse of every grant that's available out there in this country. In fact, he knew about the ARPA grant before the selectmen knew about it. And he said there is no money out there for fire stations and buildings. There is no money. He knows, because he's on it every day. He knows. He's actually going to work on a grant for us for a new fire truck. It's a 2-for-1 grant. You get rid of two, you get one. There is money for that, but he said there's no money out there for. And the other thing is, you write a grant. If you submit that grant and you have a T that's not crossed or an I that's not dotted, it goes in the trash can. That's how they eliminate them. It's unbelievably
difficult. Well, because they probably got so many.
It's unbelievably difficult to get a grant. So you have to have somebody that knows how to do that. You know, it's a real process to get those grants. Now, maybe Joe's got a different avenue going through the senators and the reps, but I'm not familiar with that, but that's possible. But
The thing is, we don't submit the grant. We submit the request, and the senator's people write the grant. So they take care of it. Mm-hmm. We just need to tell them, this is what we want to do. This is what we have. We have the property. We have the plans. We have everything else. We don't have the money to build the building. And this is what we want to do. The big question is, are we going to do police and fire, or are we just going to do police?
You know, when you talk about writing a grant, we're not just going to throw it to, we're going to find somebody that writes grants.
You're going to hire somebody that writes
grants. There's people you just talked about in the fire department.
No, he's not in our fire department.
All right, but some of your people have written grants.
No,
just Mike.
Jim.
Oh, that's right, that's a different guy, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, what I'm saying
is, years ago, we had some people. I think Rudy wrote a grant.
But what I'm saying is, we're not just going to plop something out. We're going to turn around and find somebody if they're in town or what have you. And if they're not in town, and if somebody, what's the cost to do it? Then we, as a committee, can turn around and say, are we going to do that or not do that? But I mean, we're not just going to throw something out there. We're going to work on this continuously, because this needs to be done. We're talking going 50 years or plus down the road, which everything you said that fire station is good for 10 years. We've said that six years ago.
Somebody on there has a question.
Mike Kelly has a question.
No, sorry, I didn't. Not a question, more of a comment. I just wanted to say that I think there's a lot more people that would support a fire and police safety complex than you would think. I've talked to a lot of people. I'm one of them. I voted no for the police station because I felt like the town owes it to, you know, the town deserves a safety complex. The fire station's 86 years old. You know, we have people in there that they need some better accommodations. We need office space. And I just think there's a lot of people in the town that definitely agree that they voted no because they wanted a safety complex and not just the police station.
There's two sides to every coin. You know, and that's what I'm saying is, you've said the 10 years, and that's 6 years ago, so you've got another 4 years, you're saying that. By the time we put this together, that station would be more obsolete than it is today. Everything is questionable. That I understand. And you say that there's people out there that won't support it. There are people out there that will. It is this job of this committee is to find out, feed this information to the townspeople, and let the townspeople come to us and say yes or no. And at that point, do we bring it totally forward for a vote or not? That's what this committee is for.
if you present a plan for a safety complex for whatever, $6, $7, $8 million or whatever it is for the total package without a grant, I can guarantee you it will fail so miserably, it will be worse than that. Now, don't forget, you got to have a 3/5 majority because it's a bond. I think you're barking up the wrong tree. I think you need to, you might get some more people to vote for it, but you might get a lot more that will vote against it, because now it's more money because you've added the fire station, and it's like, my God, it didn't pass at $3 million, now they want $6 million. What's wrong with those people? You know? Just saying, I think it would fail miserably.
I think what would be helpful is to know from our reps, either Shaheen or maybe even Chris Pappas's office, are there avenues for federal assistance that do not require a match? I think that that would probably help direct this conversation more productively in a way that we can figure out.
Yep.
If yes, great, okay, that gives us the idea of, do we want that Taj Mahal? No, okay, do we do the scale back and, you know, go back to the taxpayers with a more lean approach? I personally think that that would be good.
Well,
to know.
This is what I want to say, and believe me, I'm not pushing the issue, but what are we going to present to the senators or to the representative that we're going to go talk to? Are we going to present a police station only, or are we going to present a police fire safety committee? Safety complex.
Well, I think we can ask them before we even get to that step. I think there's no harm in asking to help be productive the conversation. Say, what are the grant? What are the mechanisms available? Is there? Do all of them require a match, like this says, or is there like a member item process? That, no, you don't need that in these certain circumstances. I think that will help us with a follow-up conversation of here's what we want.
This is on the infrastructure bill, so.
Sure. Yeah, it is. Because I know I had, for work, I happened to be down in D.C. a couple weeks back, and Pappas, had, I mentioned from Candy, and he said, oh, I know your police department got failed, and we're looking at ways of helping you guys. I don't know what happened with that. It wasn't my conversation to have with him. He just mentioned that
Yep. They're
trying to find creative ways. I don't know what those are. I don't know what they can entail.
Sounds to me like, Josh, you're the man to do that.
Well, I can reach out to Colin in his office. I'm happy to do it.
I know Mike was talking to Pappas's office today, so I haven't talked to him. He left early today.
But if that's something you wouldn't mind, that would be definitely helpful.
Sure.
To know whether the funds are available for one or the other, both, or even if anything's available.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts to ask y'all. I mean, I call Mr. Pappas's office or Shaheen's office. I don't mind. I got a good relationship.
I know Shaheen.
Perfect.
So I mean, I'm on board with everything, and I will talk to whoever it is that we need to talk to. I don't know Maggie Hassan, but it's just a matter of getting a hold of them and figuring out what's going on. And if it's matching funds, then we'll figure it out. But my biggest thing is, where are we in what our process is going to be? Is this going to be a police station, or is this going to be a safety complex?
I think the answer is, the way we left the last meeting was, let's find out if this funding's available. Mm-hmm. Let's just say you got a hard no and you came back and said, oh yeah, there's no money out there. We'd be okay. Let's push that away. Let's get back to the police station. That's how we left the last meeting.
Well, we were considering adding the fire station.
We were considering.
If there was money more
available
for that.
We said, let's take between that meeting and this meeting and find out if there is. So I'm saying if Joe came in today and said, oh yeah, there's no money, I talked to them. They're like, no, you're not getting anything. Mm-hmm. Then we'd be, okay, throw that away. We're back in the police station. This sounds like a maybe, a yes, but you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. We don't know how much. So to Dean's point, you're struggling with a number when we go to the town.
Yeah.
You know, we went with $3 million. We got shot down. Yes, maybe if our ducks in a row, our numbers were better. Let's just say 2.5 is more palatable. We need to more consider that we have a budget of $2.5 million. These guys go and get the answers and say, we'll pay for 75%, we'll pay for 8%. So we can come back and say, here's how much money's available to us. Like, let's face it, we don't know what that is. If it's 50-50, then we say, okay, we have $5 million to spend because we only have $2.5 million. They're going to match 50-50, so they're going to give us okay, what can we do for $5 million? Then I could answer your question, because right now you're asking me, we building a police, we building a safety complex. Maybe police with an ambulance bay on it, with a training room, maybe some fire. But we don't know what we're building because we honestly don't know how much money we have. We know how much money we have. You're not getting anything, you know, between 2.5 and 3 isn't offline past the vote. You know, we were gonna have to go to hard battle, sway people, which I've been trying to work on, the key people that to have to sway, knowing that we're going to correct a lot of the things we did before. But I can tell you right now, I wouldn't even go out there if I had to ask for 3.4 or 4 or 4.2 because we're going to build an $8 million bay, because it's a waste of time. You know, it just isn't going to happen.
What we proposed just this last voting, that was voted down. But do the people understand construction costs are about 10%? So that's that same complex, and it's not a Taj Mahal, that same complex is another $300,000. Every time when you put off monies like this, it's big numbers that you've got to encumber down the road. So educating the public is so important. And that's, you know, I mean, we cut that program, Tom worked on it, and cut that program down to the bare essentials. And that's, but it gets to the point now, if those bare essentials, and bare essentials are bare essentials, and all of a sudden, 10 years from now, we got to say, we're going to add on. What are we gaining? Mm-hmm. That's what we have to look down the road. When we started this committee, the architect sat right there and said, plan 50 years out. That's what they recommend doing. We didn't do that, but what I'm saying is these are things that we've gone through before, and we've got to understand that's not an easy road. We don't want to. We want something that's going to take care of the community. That's the most important thing, is taking care of the community. We're talking fire and police. It's safety. Safety for every one of us and everybody in town. That's where we're at.
I must be from outer space then, because I guess I'm not on the same page. I hate to disagree with you, but the bottom line is the taxpayers can only see so much money. Let's say we're able to get that grant, and it didn't have to be for both. It could be just for police. We started this mission, we had one bigger problem. The police, both the police chief and the police, and there's a serious issue there. There's no cells, there's no anything. You got a fire chief that says, I'll get by, I'm making it work. Does it need to be addressed? Yeah. But phase two, we really needed a police station. So let's say we could get some money. Mm-hmm. And let's say they did. Now we only had to come up with $1.5 million, because we would be walking on a cloud. We would be praised for coming in and asking for $1.5 million because we got a $1.5 million grant, and God forbid I could put a bucket in the ground and we could pour a foundation and get a police station built. That's a check in the wind box in my eyes. That's it's one win at a time. You know, that's a win. It doesn't have to be that you get everything you want is a win. A win is get that police station built that I know damn well where the addition's going on, to put the meeting room on it, to get a police day, and then we all sit down, we take a breather for a little bit, and we all sit down as a committee, and we start planning the next 5 years for the next grant to get the next. To me, that's, we need to go for a win. Mm-hmm. We can't, if the minute we try to go for the Hail Mary and come up empty again, then it's just not a win. It's a great effort, it's a valid try for what, yes, ultimately what the needs are, so we need a lot of things. But if it isn't going to pass, then it's not a win.
All right, what are we going to do with the present fire station?
I don't,
water, septic system, and these other things that were mentioned. Are we going to put that type of money? That's just what we talked. That's what was thrown on the table the other day.
What are we going to do about every road that's got a pothole that doesn't need to be overlaid, that needs a full depth reconstruction, not just an overlay? I mean, I could go on and on. You could spend millions everywhere. I mean, right now, all I know is I've walked through that building, and that police department needs to be fixed. And that was my task. And if it's going to go beyond that, I guess I'm just saying I'd have to step aside, because I'm just not. I couldn't put the time and effort into something that I don't passionately feel like I'd get a win out of it at the end of the day. I just don't, you know, and again, step one is go see, hey, we'll give you whatever you want.
Right.
Different story. I'm just saying I'm a realist. And the reality is, it's not. They're gonna ask us for our funds, and there's gonna be a limited amount of money. And it's like, well, let's reduce what we asked for. We asked for $3 million, which is a lot for a lot of people. Let's ask for less and be like a hero, and actually get the police station built. Something somebody could see.
Well, you know.
But that's the thing.
You know, wait a minute, Joe. You've already talked for an hour. This building, we've already chopped it up.
Totally.
To the bare bones.
Totally.
So the $3 million number is pretty accurate.
Oh yeah.
So I agree that we need to probably concentrate on that, find out if those funds are available just for the PD. And you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If we go to the town and say, look, we got matching funds, all we need is $1.5 million.
Oh my God.
It would be wonderful.
Yeah, you just gotta find what financial vessel the feds have available and what makes most sense
for us.
Because if you're going to matching, is there a better matching solution that says it's like an 80-20 match, you know,
right.
$3 million project, and you got to come up with 20% of that? I mean, it's easier to sell to the taxpayers than a few million.
It would be a walk in the park.
I'm just hyperbolizing, of course.
Right, yeah. But,
you know.
So we need those facts, but man, oh man, would it be nice to just get the police station built. No one doesn't like the fire department. No one knows we don't. We need that. But I'm telling you, when you get that building built, and you're successful, and you came in under budget, you have a lot more clout to go to the next step and ring Dean's ear and say, why don't we start this process of thinking about what the next step is?
You know, well, we talked all about this, too, when we first started the committee.
I said it was day one. I was like, if we lose focus, we're all done. And I'm still here saying it today. I don't know. And I'm not trying to buck the system. I appreciate what everybody's looked into. That's what my gut tells me. My gut's usually not wrong.
Anybody else? Josh, is that something you will look into then?
Sure. I can shoot off some messages tomorrow to, I'll contact Pappas's office tomorrow. I can contact Shaheen too if you want me to.
I mean,
I'll give you my phone number.
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
I mean, you could tentatively use that $3 million and tell them we're just looking for.
Mm-hmm. And
make sure that, you know, if we have to get the town's approval to get those funds, so be it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll see what those options are.
Okay, awesome. Because that would
clear things up. I'm open to other opinions. I'm just one person, but I just want to see.
I mean, it would be wonderful, Joe. I agree.
No. I'm not stomping on anybody's toes or anything. But it's a matter of, you know, if we go present this, I don't want to look like a bunch of hillbillies that are going to present this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dean mentioned that we made a lot of mistakes presented. I don't think we made a lot of mistakes.
No, just that
we made one that if we could have included the interest into the equation better, I think that would have.
That's how you learn. That's why you go crash and burn. You know, we don't win our first bid all the time. You learn, oh boy, I should have sharpened this up, and then you get the next one. That's part of the process. I had no problem failing the first time and feeling it out, but now I know more of the steps of who I need to speak to and how we need to present it. But man, I'd love to go in. There are people that are hurting here, hurting to pay taxes, and the economy, I'm telling you, we're on the brink of, you know, a very fragile economy that I just feel like, and we're going to roll into that. Let's go into this smartly and let's get this police station fixed. That's a big win. Yeah. To clean that out of that office and get that, oh my God, that would be just one huge check that off the box.
I don't know if you have any input, if you'd rather just sit back for a while or what, but you're welcome to.
He just said, who the hell is this guy?
You guys all have a lot of great ideas. One thing that I've seen in my career field, and I'm sure you can speak to this, is that it takes a couple tries. There's classes that you can go to. I know, like in Raymond, when they were trying to get their police station approved, they went down to Texas and took like a class and sat down. There's departments, I think Sandown just did their PD over, right? Pelham just did a whole like mod change to theirs. I mean, we can reach out to those people too and find out what they did, what worked, what, you know, what didn't work. But it's not always the first try that's going to work, right?
Right.
So that's my opinion. Maybe a training class so you can all figure out like where to take it and how to get it approved. Yeah. You know.
And I do want to just say one other thing. Right now, as everybody knows, we're in the process of rebuilding the PD.
Right.
Internally. So, in my mind, that's just an added tough sell.
Totally.
So, I think there's no problem with us moving forward and working this issue, but it may take sitting aside this year.
Yeah.
And bring it in 26.
Yeah.
So, just everybody knows, I mean, who knows how fast Chad's gonna build that department back up and make it wonderful, but
yeah,
that would definitely, in my mind, would be a tough sell.
Jay's got a look, he's staring at me like he's gonna punch me, so I figured we'll let you, so I'm gonna let him talk.
I think that we've had some good discussion tonight, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of different points of view. I think everybody's voice has been heard. Obviously, it would be fantastic to poof, get it all done in one shot. I don't think that's probably the best course or the way that we're going to be able to get this done. That would be great, but it is a big number, right? So I think these gentlemen reaching out and seeing what funds are available is a great first step. I think that's an action step that should be done hopefully before the next meeting. I think the conversation needs to be consistent, so whoever's going to reach out to the offices, it should be the same person or you guys do it together. One or the other, so the same questions are getting answered and the same messages getting delivered.
Absolutely.
I think that will be a good first step.
I don't know Senator Hassan, I know Gene Shaheen.
Okay, great. I've got relations with Hassan's staff, so it sounds okay. Like the two of us got all three covered.
So, like we get them all covered then.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
What you brought forward is we're doing it a year from this March. Wherever these programs are, what's the dates on those? That's all. That'll all affect everything that we think about. So I mean, you know, all this is like until we get the facts down the road.
Correct. Yeah, I agree.
Was there anything else? I think that was the main issue we had at the last meeting.
And thank you very much for taking the time to recognize my. I feel like I do less than most people in this room. So, but thank you.
No, not really. You did a lot. You've done a lot. You guys do a lot for us.
Oh, thank you.
It's a small, small token. So is there anything else that we discussed at the last meeting that we wanted to talk about at this meeting?
Well, one thing that came up, and the chief's here now, what's the water situation at the fire station?
The water situation?
Yeah.
I think he means quality of the water, I think he means.
The what?
The quality of it.
Quality of water.
Well, like about everybody else in this country, everybody drinks bottled water now. I still drink my water out of my well because I refuse to not drink it, you know. I never had it tested. It was flowing out of the top of the well. I took a glass, held it up to the light, looked good, drank it. I'm still here. So, but everybody's, for some reason, tuned into this, got to have bottled water, and nobody wants to drink well water anymore. We have water over there that we use it to, you know, wash trucks and stuff. We have drinking water in bottles and stuff, like a lot of people do, a lot of places do. You do here, right? Don't you have water? That's just the times, I guess. But
used to have a bubble.
It's not the best. It's not the best well recovery wise. No. We had it fracked once to get a little bit more recovery and a little more, because if we use a lot of water, it might run out, but it's not the end of the world. We have a great dug well over there that we can tap into if we need to fill a truck, top off a truck, or even, you know, do something. But
what about the septic?
What septic?
Well, okay.
Cesspool?
The pond
behind?
That septic, the well, and the ventilation and some other things was all going to be part of my project of an addition on that building.
When's that coming forward to the town?
Well, whenever the being the conservative person I am, I haven't asked for a ton of money every year from the taxpayers to make a minimal impact on the tax rate every year. So this year I did raise my amount to $75,000. As Tommy can attest, the amounts, what it costs to do things is staggering numbers, and you know, we're not so I
what did you guesstimate it was gonna cost to do that, Dean?
I thought we could probably do it for, I had hoped back in the day to do it for $500,000, but it's probably twice as much as that now.
Really?
To do everything.
And that's maybe, about what you got in there now, is what, $300,000-$400,000?
Could be,
what do you have in it now?
Make improvements. I wonder if that is something that's, maybe the grant, because then we're kind of serving the fire and the, we can get our police station built and make improvements to our.
Well, I'll make you a note to ask that.
Yeah, that would be.
Does that have to be a single facility, or does that have to be a purpose?
And
right.
Still be under the
if
amount
it's under
we're
the
asking
safety
for,
umbrella or not,
yeah.
You know?
And it would be 50% funded, or whatever we find out, but that might be a good way to tackle that. Then, from a vote standpoint, we are tackling both police and fire.
See, we already would have our 50% in the bank. I don't know, Andrea might know what. How much do we have, Andrea? You got off the top of your head?
For your capital, your improvements? Oh, yeah, it's probably about 300.
That's what I thought, 3.
Yeah, about 3. Yeah. You do 50,000 every year. So
well, yeah,
like,
that's,
yeah.
Well, 50,000 was quite a bit a few years ago, but now it's nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's
grocery money now.
Well, yeah, it's insanely expensive now, so. It's just pushed that time out a little bit more.
So you might have a third of it right now.
So we do with what we want. Now, budget season starts here in a few days, right? So what do? Do I raise it to $100,000 and take a chance on people not voting for it because now I've gone from 50 to 75 to 100? You know, you play that game. How much will the people vote for and keep building that?
Well, I think it's time to find out, Dean.
To build that.
To see if those funds can be used for something like
well,
that. Well, that would be awesome.
Of course it would.
Yeah.
Of course it would.
The other question, Dean. For the fire, for the police department, we had our insurance company run through here and give us the pluses and minuses. Will you have our insurance company go through the fire station and elaborate what our goods or minuses of it?
I think they've done that.
Well,
I went over there one day with one guy. I think I did.
Well, there's no report made on it.
I don't know. He walked in. He said, "Well, this isn't as bad as I thought it was." Well, he says, "I know a lot of fire stations a hell of a lot worse than this one."
Well, I mean, it's a safety facility, and they're breathing diesel fuel. We're talking liability here, and that's what the town has got to be concerned about, the liability.
Is that before or after they put out the cigarette?
Well,
the great thing is the trucks are much cleaner now. Not like the old days when you started them up and you couldn't see the other side of the road. They are better with the depth and stuff now. It's still a good point. There is the diesel in there. Yeah, but it was all part of my plan, and I didn't think it was going to take this long. So you play that game of, how much do I ask the taxpayers for so I know I'll get it, you know? Do I take a chance on getting zero in my warrant article, or do I try to keep it so we can keep adding to the amount to get it done? The problem is in the last probably 3 or 4 years, we've been treading water, basically, you know, just treading water.
The treading water liability comes up to me, too. So, I mean, would you have our insurance company go, have them come through and write a report?
I don't care, sure.
No, good. That's all. I mean,
they did it back a while ago. I know they wanted the vent covered on the outside. But I don't think there were a ton of things that
went
wrong.
I don't know.
But that's okay.
Diesel, I mean, this hits the news all the time.
Whenever,
You know, it's toxic and whatever.
Yeah.
Jake, you get that?
So just real quick, I know we talked about a lot's going to depend on the conversation these gentlemen have and what they come back with next meeting. I would like us to try to stay the course if possible and get this on the ballot in March. because I think that, you know, it might not happen again next year, but the more that it goes before the people, I think the more traction that we'll get. I think if we take a year off, I think it might lose some traction. So I think we got to keep, I think we got to keep bringing that forward, for one. And then second, as far as the fire department goes and for doing renovations and that sort of thing, we would have to make sure if we're going to go down that road and spend a bunch of money on renovating it, that it would be good for, you know, 25 to 50 years, or else it's a moot point to do the renovations, and we should use that money toward maybe the 5 or 10 year plan to put the fire department on the safety complex. So I just think we need to think about all options when it comes to those things.
So Jake, just to answer that, my idea was to build the police station, pay for the note, and then go back in with the fire station so that the taxpayers have paid off the note on the police station, and now they're going to renew another note to add on that part of it. That's why I want to gain 10 years or whatever. I don't know how long the bond would be.
Well, I wanted 10, but the committee went to 15.
Yeah. So that was an addition to last, say, 10 or 15 years. So then you go back to the taxpayers
and say, all right, but there again, if there's some money available, Dean, then we can cut that to $1.5 million. Yeah. Then we can shorten it up to maybe 5 or 10.
We can shorten it up to 10 years and you can get your way.
That's a big yes.
Yeah, that's, but that's why I like that connector is, I agree, you shouldn't do two things at once. You know, 15 years goes, it's like that.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, then we do that, we're not dumping a second note on the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And for a minimal amount of money, especially if it's reimbursed somewhat, we could get what Dean needs done. That connects the dots for 15 years, and then we go for the next big note. Yeah, I think that's a great plan, and a sellable plan from, like you say, going back in March again with more education. Russ is going to go door to door, so this should work.
I'll knock on your door. You want to go for a ride?
He's gonna hire an Uber, and he's going to get an Uber, take him all over town. Yeah.
Really? I think that was definitely productive, for sure. So.
Good.
No, I think that's... Get that information and give us some direction, definitely.
For sure. Yeah. Awesome.
So was there anything else other than the minutes?
Brian, if I could say one more thing just to add something to Jake. The other thing was, Jake, whatever we do over there, when that does get turned over to, say, a community center, it's only going to be better. It's not like you're throwing the money away to buy us 10 or 15 years. It's going to be good for it. You know?
It'll be a usable building at that point.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's not a bad option. I'm just saying we need to consider all of that and if we could use those funds for something else,
maybe
too.
The addition to the safety, to the police station, because if we're going to do the safety facility, if you keep raising that money, I mean, you could put it towards the safety facility, correct? Future capital improvement? It's a capital improvement.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a thought.
Yeah. And could that money be used for matching funds to a grant as well? Yeah. I don't know.
Research that.
Yeah, if it didn't require a town vote to do the project, yeah.
Right. I mean, there's been talk about, like, the police department, how come we haven't had, you know, a fund set up to put money into to help offset the cost of building.
Kind of like the fire does. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Was there anything else? Seeing nothing. So when are we going to try to meet again? What do you need? So a month or a couple weeks or?
Yeah, maybe a month.
Month?
I think that about a month.
That work, thank you. Yeah, a month.
So what are we looking at right now?
Contact everybody and meet.
August 7th, so then that makes it like go back to the Tuesday so we don't get hooked up on a planning board night. So like the 10th or something, or what is that? Those dates blocked off.
So you're looking at September.
No, it's a Primex.
Oh, okay. Pardon?
September.
10. Yeah, 10 work. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good.
5 o'clock again?
Yes, we do 5. Yeah. If that works for everybody.
Yeah, it should work fine.
We try to do it earlier so we can get out of here. Right. Somebody want to make a motion about the minutes, accepting the minutes? What was the date on it?
June.
I don't have it in front of me.
June 18th.
June 18th.
make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain, I wasn't on that committee.
I'll abstain as well.
You want to throw a vote? No.
I don't think I'm a member.
You're always a member.
Okay.
Of everything. Good.
Thank you, John.
Motion to adjourn?
I move so to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, everybody votes on that one.